Touch is one of the main ways to connect and communicate with someone. The other is with words. Now, touch allows you to really connect to a woman. And research shows that men have a lot more luck with women when they understand how and where they should touch her. Men often think it is easy to know how to touch a woman, but it is actually an art and a lot more complicated than men actually think. Women, after all, are all different to men, and this means that they like different things. Now, women are typically kinesthetic in nature, so this means that their tactile perception prevails over vision, hearing, and other senses. And the female body has a larger amount of receptors compared to a man. This is because of a zone of the woman's body called the erogenous zone. Women know that they are much more sensitive to touch compared to men, which is why they, on average, touch these areas 6 more times a day than a man would. In today's video, I'm going to tell you about when you should touch a woman and the 12 places women want to be touched by you so that you can master the art of touch. Here we go. Knowing when to touch a woman. It is important to start with this because if you don't know when to touch a woman, it doesn't matter where you actually touch her, it won't do anything. Women do have more receptors in their body compared to men, which means they are much more sensitive to touch. These receptors only work though when they want to be touched. If a woman is giving you all of the signs that she is interested, then she probably is open to being touched by you. If she seems like she is not interested though, then she does not want to be touched. Women like being asked if a man can touch them first, and you can do this by saying something like, "Can I hold your hand?" This is called breaking the touch barrier, but it should only happen if the woman also wants it to happen. Their hair. Women love nothing more than a man running his fingers through her hair. It's hard to explain why we like it so much, but it makes us feel safe and loved. It's something that you can do while you are watching a TV show or sitting waiting for coffee. It's such a small thing, you may think that she won't notice. Little do you know that she will notice, and it's going to give her butterflies in her stomach. Her scalp. A woman's scalp is very receptive to touch. It can make her shiver when someone touches it or massages it. Then she will feel instantly relaxed. It's a great thing to do when she feels nervous about something or if she's looking stressed. She will really appreciate it, and it shows her how much you do care about her. Their ears. That's right, ears are very sensitive to the touch. Both men and women like having their ears touched and also kissed. It's something that most men miss though or forget about. It can be something that is touched during sex or when you are both intimately watching a movie. Ears are both a sexual touch receptor and an emotional one, so you can't go wrong by touching them. Their neck. I am sure you know that the neck is a highly sensitive place to touch. This is often read about in books or seen in movies, and women love it when a guy kisses their neck or runs his hands across the back of her neck. It is normally a sexual touch receptor, but it can make some ladies feel safe. So if you are wanting to touch a lady in the bedroom though, the neck is a great place to start. Their upper back. Women really enjoy their upper back being touched and also massaged. Now, you could grab massage oil and offer to give her one. You could even make a date night out of it. Or you could just surprise her by rubbing your hand up her back. It is definitely a relaxing touch point, but you never know where a massage might lead. Plus, this area of the body is something they cannot reach and touch themselves with, so it's gonna feel amazing. Their arms. Arms are probably one of the most touched areas. They can touch their arms themselves, of course, but also it is normally the first place that guys touch. Men might touch women's arms when talking to them on a first date, so it is normally a spot that you would touch early on. Their hands. Girls really love it when a guy holds their hand. This is going to make her feel safe and light, and there is no better feeling for a girl than walking down the street and holding a guy's hand. Hands are also very sensitive to touch though, which they can be used in a man's favor. You can massage her hands or touch them softly when you are starting to get a little bit closer. Their wrists. A woman's wrist has often been thought about as a sexual, sacred part of the body. Touching them can actually feel really good, and they are one of their touch receptors, so why not give it a go? Just try not to grab their wrists unless that is something that they do like. their lips. Lips are another place that you can touch and kiss, and it's an obvious place, but so often it is not touched enough and it's forgotten about. Now, kissing is one way to do it, but the other way is to place your fingers near their lips. Their inner thigh. This is something that you can touch when you and a woman are getting close. Girls enjoy it when a guy touches their inner thighs, and it's a sexual place to touch. If you are wanting to get a girl in the mood, then try touching her inner thigh while you are getting close and, well, see what happens. Their knees. Who would have thought that a woman's knees would be a place that she likes to be touched? It is a reassuring place to touch a woman. For example, if she was getting bad news, and it might be a good idea to touch her knee. Or if she needs some support in a social situation, then it might be a good place to touch. Now, women are more emotional than men and often need this additional support through touch if they are dating a guy. Their waist. Women love it when a man grabs them by the waist. It is one of the parts of a woman's body that is different to a man's. It's often the smallest part of a woman's main trunk, and that is why they like it when a man grabs and appreciates it. Often, a woman will wear a dress or even a t-shirt and a skirt that accentuates the waist. This is to encourage a man to grab their waist or to simply appreciate it. Her face. This one is an interesting one. No one really loves their face being touched, especially if it is by someone that they are not really comfortable or close with. To touch a woman's face and for it to be received well, you need to know her and you need to be serious with her. You can start by touching her cheek before touching any other part of the face. And if she lets you touch her face, it's a sign of trust and that she really does like you. Some of these spots you might have already known about, whereas others might have come as quite a surprise. And now that you know the 12 places that women want to be touched, you can try these spots out for yourself and, well, see how the lady reacts. And there you go, we've reached the end of the video. Let me know down in the comments below if you liked this video or if I missed something very important from today's list. I hope this video has helped you gain a deep understanding of female psychology. Until the next video, like and subscribe. And if you want your name rolling up on this board like these people's names here, then all you have to do is click the link in the description bar below. Take care, bye-bye.